I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm super famous now. So if one day you're like, oh my gosh, where'd Ashley go? It's because I'm famous. So I'm so famous now thanks to Twitter. So if you're on the Twitter, I'm famous, but not really. But I'll give you some backstory because I'm sure you're super curious because you should be. So we have Hulu and we've been watching Cake Wars. Like, I don't really know what started it, but we've been watching a lot of Cake Wars lately. So we're into it. It's our thing. And if you've never seen it, Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls hosts it. And his real name is Jonathan Bennett. And so we've been watching it. And he just always kicks people off. And he's just like, okay, bye. You're done. Steve, get out of here. Your cake sucked. Or, you know, what? Well, he doesn't say that their cake sucks. But that's what I would say. Get out of here, Steve. Your cake looks like shit. No, just kidding. He's like, okay, you've been eliminated. Bye. Goodbye. And so every time we watch it, of course, my husband loves Mean Girls. And I mean, I do too, but Eric just loves it. And so we're watching it. And the whole time I'm like, why doesn't he kick people off by saying you can't sit with us? Just like every time he's like, Michelle, you can't sit with us. And then you have to leave, right? Like, that would have been so funny because you can tell that he still loves Mean Girls because he has like a Mean Girls cookbook. He's made pride shirts that have Mean Girls quotes on them. Like, his Instagram bio says, like, I look sexy with my hair pushed back or something. So he still loves it. And I'm like, he really needs to just be like, listen, Carl, you know what? You can't sit with us. And then Carl has to leave. And so I tweeted it the other day because I was like, I need to know. And I said, can someone please tell me why at Jonathan Bennett doesn't eliminate bakers by saying you can't sit with us on hashtag cake wars? And he freaking retweeted it and said, how did we miss this the whole time at Food Network? And I think I died 1,000 times and now I'm super famous. So, you know, you can't sit with me. Because I'm Twitter famous, y'all. I did it. But, you know, this tweet that I tweeted doesn't really have a lot of like likes and stuff like his does, but like mine doesn't. Mine has like 5 likes and I'm like, I tweeted it, not him. But I guess whatever. But I tweeted a thing about Twister a couple weeks ago, like when they were talking about, or when they said that they were going to do a remake of Twister, and I did a Twister tweet. Say that 5 times fast. Twister tweet, and that one blew the F up. Like, we don't want a Twister remake. And I feel like I've already talked about this, so I'm not going to talk about it forever. But just to reiterate, we don't want it. You can't sit with us. I'm telling you, I could sit here and look at the dogs do nothing all day long. And then as soon as I come in here, it doesn't matter if I'm doing this podcast or if I'm doing Marriage Hauntings and Murder podcast, that's when they decide to be loud and bark at everything. Like, they just went on a 10-minute barking spree of nothing. Like, I went in the living room and was like, there's literally nothing out here. Like, our doorbell didn't go off. There's nothing. What are you doing? It never fails, ever. It doesn't fail. We need help. Someone help us. So, anyway, I went to the gym today because trying to work on my fitness, you know, trying to get fit, even though I wasn't fit for this summer, so maybe next summer. So I'm trying to get that done. And I was listening to a podcast and they're really funny. And so, of course, I listen to murder podcasts at the gym. And I don't know if you do that, but I do that because that's what I do. And so I was at the gym listening to my murder podcast, minding my business on the treadmill. They get into this rant about like women calling other women like sluts and whores and stuff. And they're laughing so hard that they can't stand it. And they're like, oh my God, No wonder women are always smiling. This is so fun. And it's two dudes doing this, right? So they're like, every time I want to call somebody a slut, I'm going to call you. It's so funny, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and so then I'm laughing out loud at the gym because they're making me laugh because they're laughing so hard. And when I'm not kidding, when they said, no wonder women are always smiling, this is so fun, I thought I was going to have to like, like hold my hand up to my mouth and laugh in my hands because I'm not the only person in there, right? So I'm listening to this podcast and I've got my headphones in and I'm just laughing and I'm like, okay, well now I look like a serial killer because, you know, they don't know what I'm listening to and I'm just on the treadmill laughing. It's not something that you see every day. And so it's kind of strange. And I was like, okay, well, I guess it's time to get out of here. I guess I need to go. I don't need to be just sitting here laughing by myself. But oh my God, it was so funny. And you know, like you get in to those modes where things are funny and they're laughing and then you're laughing and then they're laughing harder and you're laughing harder. And it doesn't matter if it's like something you're listening to or watching or real life, you can't help it. And I'm like, I know I can't help it, but these people probably think I'm crazy. And I'm the only girl in the gym. There's like a bunch of guys in the gym and then there's just me. And I'm like, I'm the only girl in here. And they're like, she's crazy. Now Benny's in here because he's like, I know you keep getting on to me for barking at nothing. And he's just sitting here looking at, oh, hey, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to go out here and bark at stuff. Oh, Felicia, Felicia, Felicia. Yeah, so that's where we're at today. 7 minutes in and it's already chaos. Oh, man, it is so hot here, right? Like, I go to the gym and work out, and then I'm like, I don't want to have to walk out to my car because it's 1,000 degrees outside. And then I have to come home and, you know, take the dogs out, and the dogs are like, let's play outside. And I'm like, you can. I am not sitting out here. I'm covered in sweat, and you want to hang out outside. I don't think so. So they can sit outside all they want, but I'm not doing it. And Benny likes to go outside and just suntan. That's what I say it because he just goes outside and lays there. But I'm like, I don't know like if he's enjoying this or if he's just so hot that he can't stand it. So I'm always like, hey, hey, what are you doing? Hey. Like making sure you're still breathing because, dude, you can't just lay out in the middle of nowhere in our yard and like think it looks normal. I say the middle of nowhere, but we have like a fenced in yard and it's not very big, but you can't do it. You can't sit with us. That's just all I'm going to say now. Because I'm telling you, we watch, not to get back to Cake Wars, but we watch the show like we can bake. You know what I mean? Like we watch the show like we own a 5-star bakery that bakes amazing cakes that are 10 feet tall and the fondant is perfect and everything. Like that's how we watch the show. And we are judgy. Like we're like, you know what? She shouldn't have put that color there. I can't believe, oh my God, this is going to look so stupid. What a dumb idea. Oh my God, that's what she's doing. Ugh. Like, oh, she's using that flavor. I wouldn't put that flavor with that flavor. Like we've watched maybe 10 episodes and now we're baking, I don't know, famous 5-star bakers. But you know, that's what you do. It's like, you can't help it. These other people are judging these cakes. So I can sit at home in my bed, in my pajamas, not baking a cake and also judge these people. And like, sometimes they judge so hardcore. Like it'll be like this beautiful. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with this cake. It's so wonderful. And she'll be like, this girl will be like, well, I didn't like, and it's like some tiny little thing that nobody would ever notice. And I'm like, but you are a famous cake baker. So you do notice, you know, just let them live. So I judge, but then I also judge the judging. So really, just put me on a show where I judge people and I will have it figured out in no time. I will be the hit I will be the belle of the ball, and you will never want to stop watching my show. I'll just judge things every week. Like, they'll be like, this week Ashley's going to judge cakes. This week Ashley's going to judge people that judge cakes. This week she's going to judge tennis shoes. Next week she's going to judge apples. Like, it's just going to be, that's my show. So, copyright, don't steal my show idea. Because it's going to be a hit. And I just realized that I've been doing this whole podcast with my retainers in. So I'm probably a little lispy, but that's okay. Just trying to get straight teeth, you know. You know how that is. You know how we do, trying to get straight teeth, because I had braces and then cast you my retainers up and had to get more braces. Or I guess Invisalign is what I have now because I'm fancy. But then I got these and I was like, I should have just got regular braces because, you know, I can just take these out whenever I want, which I don't, but I could. I could just take them out and do whatever. But I am a good girl, so I follow the directions. Big nerd. I've got to make a ASMR video today, too. Got a lot to do today. Got a lot going on. But I have an idea for it. I just haven't done it yet. It's just the doing it. You know, it's just getting out my laptop. Getting all my stuff ready. Trying to get the dogs to not be at my butt. Got a lot going on. But it's fine. I like to do it. Like, people, I had somebody ask me the other day. They were like, you have 3 YouTube channels and 2 podcasts. Like, how do you keep up with it? How do you? And I was like, well, I like doing it. So to me, it's not work. And they're like, well, don't you have an Etsy shop? And I'm like, yeah, but a lot of that stuff I print out ahead of time. And then, you know, once, if somebody does order something that isn't printed out, I just set it and then the printer does it. And while it's doing that, I can be making a podcast for you guys, or me and Eric could be doing our marriage hauntings and murder podcast that if you are not subscribed to, you need to go find. And subscribe. We also have a YouTube. little plug there. But, you know, I have time to do it and I like to do it. And it's something that, of course, I'm working towards, like, to actually make money from. And our true crime podcast is actually doing really well. We've got 2 episodes out and we've got some pretty good listeners. And we've got a couple people sponsoring it. And so it's actually really cool to see it kind of flourishing like that. I'm really proud of it. And I'm excited to see, like, where it goes. And then we do put them on YouTube as well. But then on YouTube, I also do, like, little side stories that you don't get on the podcast to, like, kind of, you know, like, sucker you into our YouTube channel, too. But it's fun. And it's something, you know, it's something that I like to do, I'm interested in. So, of course, to me, it's not, I'm not like, oh my God, this is so tiresome. I'm just like, oh, this is super cool and I'm gonna keep doing it. Like, that's my thing. So that's where I'm at. And like I said, it's doing pretty good. Our YouTube page has been up for like a week. And we've already got 48 subscribers, it looks like. So that's pretty good. Working towards that 100. So we can get a custom URL. Woo! Gotta get that custom URL. That's what I'm here for. Custom URL. Yeah, so I don't really know where I was going with this. I'm like, if you watch The Office, then you might already know where I'm going. I'm like Michael Scott. Sometimes I'll start talking and then I'll just keep talking. And it's like something will pop into my head and I'm like, oh, I'll talk about that. And something will pop into my head and I'm like, oh, that too. So, like, I might start a sentence about something and then completely go to something else. So, welcome to the You, Me, and Vinny podcast. It's a hot mess, but we like it. And isn't that what it's all about? Just being giant hot messes, enjoying it, and hanging out. especially now. You know, there's a pandemic going on, so what else are you doing? So you gotta entertain yourself, and that's what I do. I entertain myself when I talk to you guys all the time. So hopefully you are entertained as well, because I feel like if you can't laugh at yourself, then what are you doing? And I can totally laugh at myself because I, first of all, I'm hilarious. And secondly, half the time I don't even know what I'm talking about. So it's a surprise to us all. And I'm trying to decide, like, if I should put my podcast episodes up on YouTube, because this will be number 13 and I haven't put any of them up. So I'm like, I wonder if I should put them on my YouTube channel. You know, I could get more listeners there too, on my You, Me, and Benny one, not the Marriage, Haunting, and Murders one. But then I could get, you know, traction from there too. So I might do that today too. So I'm just, oh my God. Well, I guess I can't do it all today because it takes a million years to upload a video, but I could start doing it. That would be, that's a good idea. Oh my gosh. I'm so smart. So I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to put them up on the YouTube as well. How smart am I? See? And this is what you get too. Like, you just start talking to yourself and good ideas pop up. So really, I am a genius. And that's that. And now that I've thought about that, that's all I can think about. So I guess I'm going to start that process and then make an ASMR video that also has to come out tomorrow. I got a lot to do, you guys. I got a lot to do. So here's a list of things for you to do. One, find Marriage, Hauntings, and Murder on anywhere you listen to podcasts and subscribe and listen. Find us on YouTube and subscribe and hang out there because it's super fun. And then also you'll have to check out now for my You, Me, and Benny ones to be on YouTube as well, because that's what we're doing and that's what I'm about to do. So thanks for the idea, self. And we will bark at you later. Goodbye.